Welcome to the Retention Nation podcast, the show for e-commerce brands looking to turn one-time and sometime buyers into lifetime and forever customers. Hosted by Isaac Hyman, an ex-VP of retention and featured speaker, author, masterclass creator, and founder of High Flyer Digital, each episode features successful brands, apps, and experts who are sharing cutting-edge, innovative, and proven email SMS retention insights that help them grow their business to the next level profitably. Our mission is to give you the retention strategies you need to unlock profitable, predictable, and scalable revenue from every customer on your list. Let's get started. Welcome, guys, to another edition of the Retention Nation podcast, the show for e-commerce brands looking to turn those one-time and sometime buyers into lifetime and forever buyers. It's all about retention in the world we live in. E-commerce brands need to survive based on not just acquisition, not just acquiring the latest customer, but also about keeping them for a long time, a very long time, buying more often, spending more, becoming more profitable, and recouping all those acquisition costs you've already incurred. So that's the background of it. Now, by now, you know that we have currently rebranded our old podcast, which was called Ecom 8020, and renamed it Retention Nation, the Retention Nation podcast. And it's really fitting for our customers to know that we're focusing a lot more on a lot more than just, let's say, email marketing or SMS marketing or loyalty or rewards. We're focusing on the whole big picture of retention. So when we rebranded, we said, you know what, we got to focus on talking to brands and talking to CEOs and owners and founders who are doing retention extremely well and share their stories, learn from them, constantly sharpen our tool at High Flyer Digital, of course, and sharpen the tool of every other brand out there, help them scale to the next level. But at the same time, we have some great success stories, some great brands talking about their journey on our old Ecom 8020 podcast. So we figured it made sense for us to take their stories and simply rebroadcast it out onto the Retention Nation podcast. So what we're going to do is start by sharing the stories that we learned and the stories that were really amazing on the Ecom 8020 podcast and bring it here. So who you're going to hear from next is Debbie Simmons over at Bicycle Warehouse as she shares her story of how she built up a 8-figure brand, her and Mike, her husband, and really made it into a powerhouse and how she suffered from really unimaginable time constraints, got her time back, and really focused all her efforts on retention. And it's very fitting in a post-COVID world because she was facing a lot of challenges with all those one-time buyers who came in from COVID. And that's a boon for any business. But then you got to deal with, hey, how do we get them to buy more? How do we get them to stay loyal to our brand? So I'm going to be kind of resharing the story that she told us on the Ecom 8020 podcast, resharing it here, and you're in for a treat. It's going to be really great. Before we dive into Debbie's story, I always recommend to our viewers to get a good foundation for retention. You can absorb a lot of information and really embrace the strategy when you listen into it, watch it on video, and when you read it. So I highly recommend you get my 330-page Ultimate Email SMS Playbook. It talks all about email SMS and retention and how the top brands are running their customer retention strategies. It's available for free, highflyerdigital.com/playbook. And you can get a free copy. If you want a mailed out copy, you just pay for shipping and handling. The book is free and you'll get a good foundation overall. This will help shape and inform how brands are tackling retention at a super high level. And you'll hear from Debbie herself about how this strategy and this book helped change her mindset when it came to email SMS retention overall. So stay tuned, get ready to listen to Debbie Simmons' story on how she broke free from those unimaginable time constraints, got her time back, and was able to triple her revenues in about 90 days using retention. Let's dive in. Okay, so thank you for joining me on this case study. I'm here with Debbie Simmons, owner of Bicycle Warehouse, one of the top brands in the world, probably in the world, right? Definitely in the nation for bikes. And I think it's fantastic to have you on this case study and tell us a little bit about your story. So thank you for joining me.
Yes, thank you. It's awesome to be here. You're so sweet. Thanks for the kind words.
Oh, definitely. Well, I'm just getting started. So number one, Debbie, you know, we've worked together for quite a while here. But tell me a little bit about your background. Tell me a little bit about the business, how you get started, what got you started in the bike industry, what made you open the first store. Tell me a little bit about the history of Bicycle Warehouse, if you can.
All right, sounds good. So let's see. When Mike and I started dating, my dad and mom were big into biking. And so my dad took Mike on this first mountain bike ride. It was a Paramount was the name of the bike. And Mike came back all bloody. Like he fell down, and he was all bloody. And he's like, "This is the best sport ever." And so I'm like, "Oh my God, here we go." So then my mom had cleaned him up, got him going, and he was hooked from cycling from that day forward. And then he borrowed my dad's bike, and then my dad and he would go on rides. And then a couple friend of ours, Joe and Catherine, Joe started getting into riding with Mike, and they would go riding all the time, and it just became a great passion. It's a big passion in the family. I'm more of a casual rider, so yes, I've done plenty of mountain biking, but now I'm more of a casual rider. But back then, let's see, Mike and I were dating at that point. And then we got married in November of 1991.
New one, okay.
Yes. And then Joe and Catherine broke up, and Joe moved in with us in December, 30 days after we got married. And then we used to sit around the table thinking, "Oh my God, what could we do?" We all had careers. Mike was a commercial real estate company he owned. Joe was a financial planner. I worked at UCSD. And then it's like, well, why don't we, start a catalog business? There wasn't the internet back then.
No.
But then the vendor's like, "No, you need to have a store." And Mike, being in the real estate, he's like, "Oh, well, let's just find a big warehouse and open up, we call it a big ass store." So we still have that exact same warehouse today after 30 years. And we launched the idea in December. Mike found the building in April, and we opened up July 4th, 1992, 30 years ago. And we divorced Joe after 5 years. We had to go through a divorce. Otherwise,
Different
it's all great.
direction.
Yeah.
Wow. And fast forward to today, how's that ride been? What's that been like? Up peaks and valleys, highs and lows? Has it just been smooth sailing?
I don't know any business that's smooth sailing.
True.
Yes, definitely peaks, definitely valleys. It's funny because if you talk about the valleys, I think the valleys are the most valuable lessons that anybody can learn. I think if everything goes smooth and awesome, I don't think you're really growing to the potential that you have. So going through the hard times, it's not fun, but it's the best lesson you can learn in your life. And you definitely make the adjustments, which having a business. Make the adjustments to not have it happen again, and how do you keep getting better? So, in 30 years has gone by fast. If you ask me, I feel like it's been maybe 15 years.
Amazing.
Yeah, but not 30, because what a great industry being in the bicycle business. And we have the most amazing team. We have so many people that worked with us 26 years, 20 years,
Wow.
18 years, so we've grown up together. We've been through the good and bad with each other. So,
That's amazing.
yeah, it's amazing. Yeah.
And the biking industry has changed quite a lot, or has it kind of been the same, or is there a lot more people out there riding, or?
Well, it's changed massively in the last 2.5 years.
Wow.
Now we have what I consider what I've been waiting for. Everybody wants to ride, and it's fantastic. And e-bikes has really helped make that change possible for so many people, because e-bikes allow anybody to go anywhere, either riding street clothes, or if they do want to get exercise, whatever they want to do, it allows them to do it. And a lot of people have e-bikes plus traditional bikes too. So a lot of people have e-bikes to ride around on the weekend, but they have their mountain bikes like Jakob does to go shred on the weekend.
Yes. Wow, that's great. Amazing to see that. So in such a great, as in the past 2.5 years have been just almost an explosion in some ways. What were some of the challenges that you were facing, when you reached out to High Flyer Digital,
Yeah.
or when you were scoping about, hey, Ryder, what can we do to kind of take it to the next level? What kind of challenges would you say you were facing at the time when you reached out?
Unmanageable time constraints. Because with COVID, there was nothing we had time for besides getting the bikes built and ready for the guests. So we were just strapped. Our backs were totally up against the wall. We just didn't have time to send out emails. And when we did, we slung it together in the last 5 minutes. And we've had plans, and we had plans for a long time to break out and do segmented lists, all the things that you're doing for us. And it's just like, it was impossible for us to get it done.
Yeah. Stuck in
So
the weeds.
when Mike saw your video, He sent it to me. That's my husband. Sent it to me. Said, "Hey, Deb, and oh my God, you know how much stuff I get like that, right?
Wow.
Everybody gets a bunch of like, oh, we're great at this. Oh, we do this, and we've had different companies help us in the past, and oh no, it was not great, not at all. So there was just something about you in the video. I'm like, you know what? I kind of believe this guy, and I can't believe I reached. I did. It was shocking because I normally don't." And I did, and oh, thank God I did.
Wow.
Thank God. Yeah,
Yeah,
so it's
that's good to
amazing.
hear. I'm a very believable guy. I'm very real in those ways, so good to hear that. So in general, how was your business doing at that time? I know it was you're probably preparing for the busy season, but also how was business overall?
Well, business overall was great because of COVID. So, we like literally doubled our numbers. It was crazy. So now it's kind of getting back to what we're going to call a new norm. I don't think it'll ever go back to 2019 and behind, but it's getting to what is considered a new norm. So yeah, we feel very blessed this last 2.5 years.
Amazing. Is local different than online? You're seeing the same lift both locally and
Yeah,
online?
both. Yeah, for sure.
Amazing. So you mentioned that you had that trust, you had that feeling. So what overall, beside that, or maybe in addition to that, what impressed you most about our approach or the services we provided that really said, you know what, these guys seem to know what they're talking about. Out of all the emails you got, what impressed you the most, you'd say?
Well, it's so funny because I feel like we've all known each other now for years. And it's only been, how long have we been working together now?
It's been about 4 months or so, right? 4 or 5 months.
Okay. I would say at least 2 years we've been working together. You guys have gotten so much done and helped us so much in 4 months. So right out the gate, when we had our first meeting with you guys, you were very clear about what you could do and that you can make it happen. And normally you get like a lot of fluff, but what I liked about you guys, you were very bottom line about it. And I'm a super bottom line person. It was very direct, very bottom line, just like, this is what's going to get done. This is what's on our list, and we'll do this. And Ryder and I got off the call. We're like, God, they seem so believable. We believe them, but now let's see if it happens. And you guys dove in right away, getting the marketing calendar together, which Ryder and I have been trying to do for a long time, and it was just not well prepared on our side. And then the emails you just started putting together, it was like you just started like, here's a proof, you're drafted. We're like, oh my God, And then what was awesome, we still have our Monday meetings, and normally somebody would drop away and just you don't talk to them in 30 whatever days. But I mean, I love our Monday 9 o'clock meetings. It's great. We get organized for the week or 2 weeks, whatever we're going to do, and it gets done, and the drafts go back and forth. And we have a hiccup, we can make this, you guys help us make the quick changes, and it gets done. But oh, not just that. It's just all the brainstorming we do together on, okay, let's break out the bike buyers list. Let's break out this segment. Now we're going to start working on the service one next. It's making the chunks and then you get it done, and you're like, all right, guys, we're already launching it. We're like, oh, yay.
Yeah, I feel a lot of people have always said that that 12-month roadmap, that kind of illustrative way of looking at every month is going to achieve some goal, has always
Yeah.
been very a welcome aspect.
Right. And what I'm super excited about is that we all know we still have so much more we want to do. So 4 months, we're just being babies right now. We still, even though so much has happened and the growth has been incredible, it's just where we're all going to take it now with the right rewards and some things we're going to do. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely excited for that. So,
Me too.
aside, you mentioned the calendar and some campaigns. What other things did our team implement, in your words, that you thought was really, really helpful and successful? I mean, you mentioned the calendar already. Any other things besides those that maybe that you said, wow, that was a great way to implement or a great way to think about things?
Well, you guys have done so many lists that I haven't even thought about doing those. So the way you're segmenting it out, men, women, mountain, local, national, if you look at our list and segments, you've broken it out so much, but then you see the open rate. I mean, I would have thought, well, that probably would have just been too much. It's crazy how incredible the open rate is on it. Ryder and I would not have ever taken it to the depth you've taken it to. You've taken it to the depth that I don't know about, which is awesome. You've taken it to a level I'm like, I don't know, but I fully trust you.
Wow, that's great to hear. Yeah, segmentation. I mean, once you get more granular, I know you definitely had some great ideas when we first spoke. And that segmentation level was just, yeah, the tip of the iceberg, and we can always go deeper, and there's a lot more to do. So that's
Yeah, there
great to
are.
see. And in your words, I know, we could talk numbers or metrics. How were the results of all the initiatives we put forward, and how was all the segments and the personalization? How were the results for you, for the store, for Ryder? You could talk about dollars and cents. Or you could talk about in general, what was the results for that?
Well, it's awesome. One is when you see the open rate jump from like 12 good days, like 16 to 50 and 60, the click-through rate, and then you see the sales coming in. Obviously you just gave me that super cool, plaque for the 30 Club, jumping ourselves to be 30% of our revenue of emails and the campaigns. Phenomenal, just phenomenal. So, and again, we're just getting started, but that's in 4 months to achieve that. Really, we achieved it in 3 months because, we hit that number in May and then we hit a great number in June. So that's just crazy. I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting a little bit of a lift, but not how fast we jumped.
Wow, that's great to hear. That's amazing to see that. And yeah, with the right team in place, which is a credit to you and Ryder, the right team and the right trust can help get there even faster. And
Right.
also along those lines, how has that, impacted, let's say, your paid media spend, or how's it impacted other parts of your business that maybe you weren't aware about? I know 30% of revenue makes up any shortfalls in, let's say, SEO or paid media. Have you experienced any of those windfalls or opportunities?
Well, it's so funny. The paid media is doing really well. SEO, we need to work on, but all that does for me is give me the fire to make everything else better. So it's like, okay, if we can achieve that, all that does is just ignite me. It's like, okay, 30% on this. Well, hell yes, we can get better at SEO and paid ads and everything else. I just had a big meeting with Santosh, and it's like, okay, we're doing this here. We can do this here. And just pushing, just keep driving it.
Yeah,
So. Yeah, it's
tapping into the
phenomenal.
potential, right?
Yeah,
Huge.
exactly.
And so that was great to hear from the results from the business point of view. Now, personally, you as a person, you as Debbie and Mike, like, how has that impacted you guys personally? How have you felt it's been a better for you guys, for your team, for your workers, anything? How has it impacted you personally, you'd say?
Well, okay, so I'll just talk about me personally. It's been a relief off my shoulders because. And I'll even talk about it because we have our 9:30 huddle and our executive meeting. In fact, I gave you guys the massive shout out and I had it all spread out on the table, the plaque and then
Oh,
the
nice.
circle you gave us, because it has taken so much pressure off of me because I'm not having to stress all the time worrying about what emails are going out. You guys have just been such an amazing partner and it's been so easy and it's hard. You know, through all yours.
Yeah.
Trusting somebody to let go, because for so many years I've controlled the marketing for so long, and it was amazing how fast I let go of control to you guys, because I normally wouldn't have, but because of the relationship and the way you guys are and the connection we have with each other, I just, I was like, all right, fine, go ahead, go for it.
Great. That's amazing to hear. That trust is really important, and in
It's
the
super
world,
important.
yeah, where we don't have much, and especially in a digital world where you don't even, shake the hand of people all the time, right?
Yeah, you guys are in different places in the world, and we have just this great working relationship. It's so funny because, when Mike and I went over to Jordan and to Egypt, and Mike, because we want to go back again, but I'm like, I'm gonna go to Israel. When I go to New York, I'm seeing Isaac, and when I go to Israel, I've got to see Yael and Jacob because it's like you guys are part of the family.
Yeah, oh, that's nice. Amazing to hear. Yeah, we'll save a seat for you. Nice cold
Yeah,
beer.
for sure. Great.
Amazing. Really great to hear. And it's good to see that personally, that's great, and professionally, it's great too. That gives us that good feeling. So, final question I had to ask: what would you say to someone looking to bring us on as an agency? What would you say to someone like that in your own words? How would you approach that?
Well, my own words are always a little, you're crazy not to do it. Don't think about it. Just sign
That's
up.
amazing to hear. That just
It's that
very.
simple. It's that simple. You guys are so incredible, so trustworthy, so kind, and just professional. And your ideas are great. It just helps lead the path. Because here's the thing. When you own a business, you hope and wish you're great at everything. You're not. You're just not. And so I'm great on the bicycle world. I'm great on this side. I am not great at marketing. I try, it's not in my bandwidth. So why not hire High Flyer, who is freaking fantastic at it and helps you grow your business, helps with all the ideas on different directions you can go to. And it's that collaboration. You know, it's that whole new thing we're about to launch, the Reddit Rewards. I love the collaboration because you guys are just as invested in it as we are to make it awesome. So anybody who wouldn't hire you, aw, they should have. They'll be back.
They'll be back.
If
Yes, I love
their
that.
stress level will be high and they still need help, so they need to come back and hire you.
Yes, agree. That's definitely the case. I know a lot of people say, like, oh, we can do it
Just
ourselves.
tell them to call me and I'll just say, just do it.
Yes, I'm gonna put your phone number in the case study. You got
Exactly.
it.
I'll get all these calls.
All these calls. Amazing to hear. I think that covers pretty much everything that we want to talk about in the case study. This has
Okay.
been very helpful. Anything else you want to add or share? At before we end the call at all.
No, just the last thing is I just love working with you guys. I just love and appreciate you guys so much.
Amazing to hear. Wow, we appreciate you. We just there's some sort of passion project behind it that we don't see owners that have the passion that you guys have, and it just shows in what you do and how you stay and how you talk and how you communicate. And I wish more owners were as passionate as you are.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And thanks for inviting me. I enjoyed it. It was fun.
Wow, what a great story from Debbie Simmons, and I'm really glad we could reshare it from the Ecom 820 podcast onto our new Retention Nation podcast. It's just great to hear stories from brands who are excelling at retention using unique strategies that are customized for their own brand, but also share the same struggles that every other brand out there shares, right? Unimaginable time constraints, tough to get your time back in your day, need to do a lot. Constantly scrambling and trying to pivot and trying to take advantage of the next new thing while also, running the business at the same time. So I'm really happy to hear Debbie's story. It's just such a great story to share with everyone. And I'm really glad we could repurpose it for Retention Nation. And it just was a great fit to share on this podcast. So hopefully you got some great insights from that story. I always recommend if you want to understand email, SMS, and retention at a super high level, highly recommend you get my 330-page playbook. It's available at highflyerdigital.com/playbook, totally for free. If you want a hard copy, though, you're gonna pay for shipping and handling, but overall, digital copy, totally free. And it'll tell you how you can act just like the brands you're hearing on our podcast, how you can actually turn those one-time and sometime buyers into lifetime buyers by using a better strategy than you may be using right now. That's really the guiding light behind how to keep customers for a long time. It's about the customer. It's about the person behind the inbox. So Debbie was a great example of how that came to a head for her and how she's scaling from here on to another level in her business. Thank you for joining me on this podcast episode. Super excited to talk all about the secrets of retention that e-commerce brands just like you are running right now. If you love this episode, definitely subscribe and follow us, and I will see you on the next one. Thanks for listening to the Retention Nation podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to subscribe and join our Retention Nation Facebook group. If you want to put this week's retention strategy into action within minutes, all done for you by our expert email, SMS, and retention team, you can go to highflyerdigital.com/book for a free 15-minute chat with myself and my team. It's time to turn those one-time and sometime buyers on your list into lifetime buyers and unlock the revenue you deserve. Your brand is worth it, and your customers will thank you for it. Until next week, I'm Isaac Hyman, wishing you a successful and profitable week. We'll be right back.